In addition to the results about increase in physical activity, improved weight or weight reduction in the intervention district, and a positive effects on other cardiovascular risk factors, I will also tell you something more about what happened and what we found out. First, the other research fellow in this project really wanted to study why the intervention did work. Here you can see what we found out, that the intervention improved the scores for social support, perceived behavioral control, self-efficacy, and identity from baseline to 3 years. And this, in part, was the cause for part of the reduction in inactivity or the increase in physical activity. That was found out by specific statistical models. So therefore, we can say that this was in accordance with our theories that that the intervention component hopefully could increase the scores for the psychosocial determinants. But not all of the increase or change was explained by these factors. She also looked into which of all the components in this complex interventions were most effective. And indoor physical activity groups increased specifically social support, perceived control, self-efficacy, attitude, and identity, which was in accordance with the theoretical framework we used. And that was the same as participants reported more informally to us, but it was, of course, nice to see this by analyzing their answers. And the same was the case for the walking groups, especially social support and perceived control increased significantly. And also the more simple intervention component, just to present such posters at strategic places in the community had an effect on the physical activity level. And through the social support, perceived control and identity. And the walk path also improved these factors. So this might indicate that not all the components that we used were necessary, actually. We can't say that because we measured the effect of the whole intervention package. But it is very important that we found out that these specific components were the most effective. That is important when others are going to plan new interventions, because many interventions are not followed by such analysis of why an intervention worked or did not work, and then we cannot learn to plan better studies in the future. And we also measured if participants in the Romsås district had heard about the project and the activities, because if they had not noticed it, we could not, of course, expect an effect. And quite many, also of those with low education or who were physically inactive, the target group at baseline, had noticed the intervention, quite many. Not that many had been active participants in the intervention components, but some had some activities were attended by 45%. And what is also important that we could we found that a more positive change in attitude and perceived social support for being physically active among the target group, those with low education and the non-Westerners or those who are considered to be hard to reach groups. And we also achieved quite much more than only health effects. All the media stuff that were so negative about the Romsås before we started this project had a quite different message in 2004. Lots of positive reports, which was considered very, very important for the inhabitants, those who lived there, the residents, because they didn't like to present themselves as coming from Romsås, where everybody thought it was a bad place to live. And the leader of the district council, Wenche Hansgaard, was very, very positive after a TV program about the results. It was not only this project that contributed to the change in media coverage, but it was definitely one important part of it. And if anything, I think the recognition and this very positive evaluation from the political leader meant most to me. And there are other more long-term effects because the physical activity groups are still ongoing. They have still a multi-ethnic participation and they have been supported very not with much money, but they have been supported by the district council since. And now it's part of a healthy life science, no, life center in the district. And in 2012, this project ended in 2003. In 2012, I suddenly read a report in the local newspaper about this project. Why didn't every city district do as they did in Romsås? They had a kind of the recipe to do the right thing already in 2002 or 2000, in the beginning of 2000. And now we are at least finally, we are now working with linkages with national registers to assess if there are positive effects on health and mortality by this project, which lasted 3 years. We are not sure, but we will assess that. Lessons learned. I think that as this project was more positive than most other similar projects in their results, it's very natural to emphasize that we think the strong theoretical background, the framework we used, was very important, that we had an integrated multi-level approach in the community and involved local people. And also that it was integrated in the district organization, and gradually we had an enthusiastic and competent staff involved in this. We also think that we had the combined high risk and community approach was important because we started with a high risk group doing what we often do as health professionals with such patients, and they became so they improved their risk factors and became physically active, was seen in the district and became ambassadors for the project. And people could observe that some of them at least lose quite much weight. And it has had a spin-off effects as quite many new projects have been started in nearby districts. And the politicians in this area, in Groruddalen, have really understood that physical activity is important. And now this is kind of integrated in their approach to improve the public health in more districts than just Romsås, which is now integrated in Grorud. But there were barriers. It was not easy to initiate and conduct this project. We had, as many such projects, limited financial and personal resources. And it is not a very quick fix to do things with people's behaviors. So it took time to get awareness and promote a change in stages, especially for those in the lower stages, of course. And to summarize, as I mentioned, this project has more positive results, considerably so for some of the outcomes, than most other comparable studies. The proportion of physically inactive was reduced by 55%, which made this population, the difference from people in the western part of Oslo was reduced by 50%. And the proportion with weight gain was reduced by 50%. And the other risk factors, smoking, blood pressure, lipids, were reduced. And we are very, very happy that this was not another of those projects that just improved health in the better off groups, such as those with high education and those with the majority language. We had the same effect regardless of educational level and immigrant status. And to help improve further research and health promotion initiatives to increase physical activity level, we could show that the increase in physical activity was partly mediated by psychosocial factors. And we hope that we know that the reduction in small reductions in several risk factors have the potential to improve health in the future, such as cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and eventually mortality. But that takes a longer time to achieve. And that's why we'll look into that now. And one clear strength of the study was the comprehensive evaluation with biological parameters in addition to physical activity, and that we measured participation and exposure to the intervention component so that we could find out how the intervention worked. And this was not a project driven by me only, of course not. I have already mentioned several other people, and there were several institutions involved, as you can see here. And there are several other co-authors on the papers we have written. And there were several funding institutions, both the National Institute of Public Health and the Norwegian Research Council. But I would most of all thank the Romsås Administrative District and, of course, the control district for the active support, in addition to others.